the Genesis Open. That's right, the Genesis Open. Mike, did you have a Genesis when you were a kid?
No, I did not.
Did you listen to Genesis when you were a kid?
No, I did not.
Is this golf tournament named after the game system or the band?
It would be named after the car.
The car. Well, that is disappointing. I've never driven a Genesis either. I'm Heath Cummings. He's Mike McClure. This is your Sportsline DFS podcast, and we're talking PGA golf. We get a little more normal tournament this week with just one course involved, Mike. Tell us about the course and what you're looking for in golfers this week.
Yeah, this is a pretty difficult course overall. So you're going to be, you know, looking for guys that have, really have the ability to hit the fairways, hit the greens. That's the most important thing this week. The driving distance can be important because it is very difficult in every other area. So if you are a little closer to the hole, that's not a bad thing this week. That's not always the case, but here it, you know, driving distance certainly isn't going to hurt you like it could in some other tournaments in the past. But for me, it's really driving distance, looking at greens made in regulation and how guys are hitting the fairways, because that's really important here this week.
So we've got five players on DraftKings at over $10,000. Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and Paul Casey. Who is your favorite of that group? And is there one player in that group that you just will not touch this week?
Yes. Dustin Johnson is the clear favorite there. He has some pretty ridiculous course history at this course, which makes a lot of sense because he's the best golfer in the world, and this is one of the most challenging courses. So Dustin Johnson is by far the guy that you want to invest in if you're paying up in those top two or three. Guys that I'll be staying away from, Paul Casey. We have him he's listed in the top five in pricing. I only have him projected ninth in my projection model, which is usually not a good sign. So I'll be avoiding Paul Casey for sure.
Okay, and then there's one more. Like, Phil Mickelson is 9,900, and if Chris Towers was on the podcast, he would tell us that 10,000 is an arbitrary round number, and we shouldn't cut it off there. So does Phil Mickelson belong in that discussion?
Absolutely not. I have Phil Mickelson projected 24th, which puts him pretty far down the list at that price. I don't think I have any interest in Phil Mickelson at this event.
Lurking at 8,800, there is a Tiger, Tiger Woods. Are you considering playing Tiger this week?
Absolutely not. I will watch, and I'm very interested to see what happens. It is interesting here because Tiger, he hasn't played this event in 12 years. This is one that he just doesn't play. So it's really interesting that he decided to play at this event. He is long off the tee still, so this might help him a little bit at this track, but I really don't think that you should be playing Tiger Woods in DFS. You know, my projection model, which you can get over at sportsline.com, has him projected 98th out of 137 golfers in the field this week. So we do not expect to see Tiger after Saturday afternoon.
Bubba Watson is going to be taking part in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game weekend, correct?
Yes.
And he has said, and I couldn't tell if this was tongue-in-cheek or not, that he would withdraw from the Genesis Open if it's going to affect him playing in this celebrity game.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I haven't heard that. That's something I will be looking into. This is an event that Bubba Watson has done very well at. He's won it twice in the last 5 years. So I think that Bubba Watson is someone we should look at, but we definitely need to look into that piece of news that you're sharing. I'm going to look into it. Make sure you follow me at Mike5754 on Twitter. I will tweet out any news and information related to that because I do think Watson is an interesting tournament play this week in DFS golf.
Who are the guys you like under $8,000? If we want to play Dustin Johnson, we're going to need some values.
Under $8,000, one guy that the model just always loves, Charlie Hoffman. We're going to say his name pretty much every week. He's going to continue to make cuts. He's going to play well. We like him. Francesco Molinari is $7,200. He's probably going to be very popular because he should be priced higher than he is. Patrick Cantlay, Thomas Peters, Kevin Chappell. Those guys I really, really like a lot. And then finally, Brendan Steele, I think, is another guy that you could definitely get in lineups this week that's under $8,000.
Sounds like we're mostly building, because there are a lot of names there. It sounds like we're mostly building a lineup that is Dustin Johnson and five guys under $8,000.
Yeah, that's definitely where I'm looking at right now. And you can add Bubba Watson to that list. We kind of started talking about him. He is only $7,800 this week. So
right, if he's going to play.
Right. Well, he's definitely going to play. It's whether or not he's going to finish the event. But he's definitely going to play. He's going to start on Thursday. And, you know, he's definitely going to play here.
Okay, so I've built a lineup with Dustin Johnson, Hoffman, Molinari, Steele, Chappell, and Watson. How do you like it?
I like it.
All right, all right. You know what I like is playing on draft, because I don't necessarily have to choose a lineup based on price. I can just compete against you, choose the best players in a more strategic order than you do, and win money. And that is what it's all about. Did you know that your chances of winning on draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites? You can play in a real live PGA draft right now, be done in less than 5 minutes, and get paid out the next day. Drafts fill every second, so you can join one whenever you want. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use our promo code SPORTSLINE. That's right, play in a real money draft for free just by using our promo code SPORTSLINE. But it gets even better. Draft is so sure you'll love it, they're even offering a SportsLine DFS listeners money-back guarantee up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with promo code SPORTSLINE. Let's do a draft, Mike, for this PGA Tournament event. So you sent the request over. We got our contest started. I am on the clock, which means you get the second and third pick. You're pulling an Azer on me here with the better position, but I think I have the better position because I have the tournament winner. I'll take Dustin Johnson first.
Yeah, I hate that I didn't get the first pick. I like Dustin Johnson a lot, but the good news about playing on draft is I can still get anyone I want. I don't care about the salary cap. And in my projection model that you can get on SportsLine, number two, Justin Thomas. So he's definitely my first overall pick. And after Justin Thomas, it's really close between Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood for me. But I'm gonna take Fleetwood in this. I think that Fleetwood is the guy that should be used here. And the draft projection system does not agree with me at all. So I like that a lot. I like my own projection model that you can get. So let's go Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah, and they don't actually like Rory McIlroy that much either. But I'm going to go ahead and take him next since I know that you're looking to take him. I don't want you to get your third favorite guy with your third pick.
Right.
And then I think I'm going to be a little more conventional with my third pick and just go with Brendan Steele.
Ooh, I like it.
So you have your final two picks now.
All right. With the next pick for me, I'm definitely going with Alexander Noren, another guy that's played on the European Tour a little bit. He's come over here and played very well. My projection model likes him a lot. I've got him projected to finish fifth this week, ahead of Jordan Spieth, ahead of Paul Casey, ahead of some pretty big names. So I like Alexander Noren a lot here. Now, with my final pick, I could go with Jordan Spieth, who is the highest in my projected model, or I could go with Patrick Cantlay, who I really like a lot. I think I'm going to go with Jordan Spieth just in case he has the Jordan Spieth moment that, you know, that we know he's all capable of, which is why he's projected so high in the model. So Jordan Spieth is my final pick.
Yeah, I was really hoping you were going to leave him, and I was going to talk about how ridiculous it was that he was available with like the eighth pick in this draft. Unfortunately, I don't get that option, so I'll take Patrick Cantlay because I'm going to trust the model. I'll just take Cantlay, and I'll take Charlie Hoffman, and you get one more pick. So I knew you were hoping that beautiful Maine would be yours, and it is not.
Yep, I missed it out on my boy Charlie Hoffman. That's unfortunate. So for me now, it's going to be between Matt Kuchar and Mark Leishman. And I think that I'm going to lean towards Mark Leishman in this event just slightly. It's really a coin flip in my model. Both of these guys should play well here this week. They're both definitely going to make the cut. So give me Mark Leishman.
And the projections say I am a 24-point favorite. Man, they really hate your Fleetwood pick.
They do. They do not like Fleetwood at all, and it helps that you get Dustin Johnson, who will probably win this event.
So I guess if they were telling you what to do, they would tell you to put Fleetwood back.
Yes.
Excellent. We had the Genesis reference. I have really brought a lot to this PGA Golf podcast. Stay tuned a little later in the day. We will also have your NBA DFS breakdown for the final monster slate before the NBA All-Star Game.